another close game, but unfortunately another loss. What did you think overall of your team's effort tonight?
If we played that way, we're going to win hockey games. We were good. We were on the puck. We were working hard. And that's, we talked to the players about that. That's the foundation of what we want to do, work hard. And we're going to teach the mistakes. Obviously, we made some mistakes, but the foundation was right. The mindset was right. We're playing against the highest scoring team in the league. They can score goals. And it's a 2-2 hockey game. And we've played, keep that mindset. So our goal is to look at the positive and build on that and teach what we can teach and go from there. This is a tough league to win. We were facing a solid offensive team, and I thought we played well defensively. And it was a matter of five guys being in the right position. I've seen a lot of positives tonight.
Speaking of positives, you managed to kill off a 5-on-3, a lengthy 5-on-3. What did you think about your team's effort?
Well, on the 5-on-3, we were in the passing lanes. We were aware of what was going on behind us. We were aware of their options. I think our penalty kill has been pretty good recently. And that's a good example. And Eric was sharp on the 5-on-3, so it certainly helps.
What do you like about Eric's game coming back after being away?
Well, tough game for him. Obviously, he hasn't played in a while. And because he was sick, and then because of the schedule, he didn't practice a whole lot. So it was a tough game for him. But Eric Comrie likes to compete, and he likes to face that kind of challenges. And I'm sure he would like to see. You talk to him, any goal he gets scored on, he thinks he can stop them all, and that's a quality. He wants to stop them all. And the first goal, I'm sure he'd like to see that shot again, and that's okay. That's how we grow. That's how we. That's how you create a culture of winning. It's not accepting just to be average. And I really like this compete level tonight.
So is there a lot of things you learned from tonight's game that you can take into Sunday's game then?
Oh, for sure, for sure. And there's going to be a lot of positive reinforcement because we've done a lot of good things. I mean, you look at the game. We had J.C. LePond had an open net. We make it 3-2, and it's a different game. We had our chances. I'd be worried if we didn't have any chances and we opened the game up, and then we gave them a lot of scoring chances. 5-on-5, the scoring chances are 13 for us and 10 against. So it's a pretty good game. So lots of positive.
Brandon Lemieux was really involved in the play tonight. He had 7 shots and a lot of good chances. He also was visibly quite frustrated after that third Wolves goal. Is that frustration, is it something that you like to see because you know that he cares and he wants to win badly, or is it something that's maybe a sign of immaturity? Or is it both?
Well, Brendan, I mean, the kid's got some fire inside, and we don't want to kill that. We don't want to take that away. He's got passion for the game. I liked his composure tonight. It probably his best game of the year tonight. He was composed. He was highly emotional, as he's always is. But he was. I felt he was. He was controlling himself on the ice, and obviously we get scored against. He's not happy, and I don't expect guys to be happy when we get scored against. And we want to win hockey games, so you know it's. I think he's played a good game, and he was quite effective tonight.
What did you think of Jack Roslovic's game in his first home game since returning from World Juniors?
You know what? In Jack's case. He's got the puck so often. You can tell the skills. He's looking to make plays, and we really reinforce that in this case. We want him to make plays. We want him to look for open ice, to tight turns, and to control the puck. He's really good at that. But you can't force offense every shift, and that's something he needs to learn. And he's growing. He's been growing. He's been getting better at it. There's some shifts that you know you just gotta play the game and defend well. So it's a learning curve. I like his game. I mean, he's the intentions are right. His understanding of what needs to be done and what he needs to improve is excellent. So we're on the right path.
Has his read and react gotten improved since you first started?
Yeah. That's a very good question. Is so you got reads and reacts offensively and defensively. Offensively, he's got a gift to see things on the ice that, you know, other players don't in general. So we had to work, and we still work on his defensive reads. So the second goal against, that's this guy that's taking the shot, and it was a switch in the D zone, and it's just a matter, that's just maturity. That's just game experience at the pro level, and that's the growing pain. But it's, you know, you talk to him, he understands, and you know it's not going to happen again. That's the interesting part of working with him, because he understands quick.
As far as tonight's game goes, the line between winning and losing was very fine tonight for your club.
Yeah, it's a 3-2 league. Same thing in the NHL. It's you look at the scores in general. You give up two. The top 8 or 9 teams, I think, in the NHL give up 2.5 goals against. So, you know, we score, it's a game of inches. You score, Lipon scores that goal, probably win the game, in my mind. So, absolutely, that's a game of one shift. That guy came out of the box, forgot about him for 5 seconds, puck is in the back of your net. So it's that consistency and being strong mentally to stay in the game and focused for 60 minutes. So, obviously, we need to get better, but it's we're on the right path.
Anthony Caruso missed a number of games. Do you have an update on his?
He got a surgery. It's upper body. He had a surgery, and he's probably out for the rest of the season. If he comes back before the end of the season, I'm going to be surprised. But it's something that he had to get done. It was. He tried to play with it for a while, but it got in the way too much. Anthony is a good soldier. He wanted to keep playing, but it got to a point where the pain was too high, and so we probably lost him for the rest of the season.